For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Kelly Schultz. Joining me from the BSU women's hockey team is Caitlin Tugas, a senior forward out of Thunder Bay, Ontario, and Bemidji State's leading points scorer and assist leader this year. First of all, congratulations on a great first half of your senior season.
Thank you. It's been a slow start, but I'm hoping to turn it up second half.
Well, you guys start the second half this coming weekend. Let's go back to that series against Minnesota State before the break. Your team with 2-3-1 wins, you had 3 points on the weekend, 2 goals and an assist. Pretty big weekend for you. You've always had the Mavericks number, though, being one of the members of your team that scored so many points against them. What's been kind of the key to the success against the Mavs?
I don't know if it's just one thing or whether I just kind of get a little more confidence with myself against a team that maybe isn't as skilled as ones like Wisconsin or the Gophers, but I just hope to play like that in the upcoming weekends for sure.
Those two games, obviously must-win games for your team. You guys went into that series knowing that. Was there a little bit more pressure on you to beat the Mavericks that weekend?
Yeah, there's always pressure on us, and I think I wouldn't want to say that we went in there lightly thinking it was going to be a game that was just going to be given, because it certainly wasn't. And 3-1 win both nights, I think maybe we even expected a little bit more scoring. So we got the points regardless, and I think that the focus this weekend is going to be a lot more pressure than what we faced against the Mavericks.
You get a weekend off in between the Mavs and the now Fighting Hawks. How did you spend your weekend off?
I actually visited Tulsa, Oklahoma, went on a little vacation time, much needed, after 9 weeks on the road, so I'm definitely refreshed and ready to play again.
Why were you in Tulsa, Oklahoma?
Visiting Philip Brewer.
I kind of saw that on Facebook. I didn't want to pry too much, but obviously a former BSU Beaver. Most people have heard of Phil Brewer. How's he doing down there in Tulsa?
He's doing great. He scored one on the weekend while I was there, and they won 2 out of 3 games on the weekend, so he's having a fun time playing pro hockey.
Awesome. That's good to hear. Caitlin, back to you. You're obviously off to a great start here, leading the team in points and assists, but your team itself, with so much success, ranked number 6 in the country right now. Looking at this year compared to back in your freshman year, do you kind of want to pinch yourself? Is it kind of surreal that your team is where they are?
Yeah, you know what it is, just because we really did start from the bottom, I'd say. I mean, it's also not something we want to take for granted either, because it could be gone like that the next weekend if you have a struggle. So
it's good to see your team have this much success, but as you have been here for 3.5 years, how much have you changed as a player?
I think as a whole, if I were to watch myself in the earlier years, I think as a whole, I definitely have transitioned to more of a two-way player, being able to translate my defensive game into a more all-around aspect, not just a one-way.
Your coach has shifted up the lines quite a bit over the last month. This last series, you were playing alongside Bailey Wright and Lauren Miller. What was it like to be on a line with those two?
You know what? I liked it. It was really, I guess in a way, I had a lot of confidence knowing that I was playing beside two powerhouses for sure. And like Lauren Miller, so strong, can shoot the puck. And the same thing with Bailey. She's just hard on pucks and she's got a great shot. So I think I was definitely confident that they'd come out of the puck battles with the puck. So I just found open ice, and they both have amazing vision and are really skilled.
This weekend you guys take on North Dakota, a team that you took 4 out of 6 points in the first series of the season. You know that they're going to be hungry, though, because you beat them there on their home ice. What's kind of the mindset of this team, this Beaver team, going into the weekend?
I think we just have to play tough. We know that North Dakota is definitely going to be rough with us. They're not going to take any crap from us. So I think just playing smart, though, too, not retaliating and bearing down on the chances that we have, because I think that they're going to be very defensive, block shots like we do. So it'll be tough.
Well, I know special teams always come into play against North Dakota. Your special teams have been so good this year. Penalty kill. 2 weekends ago, you guys got a couple power play goals. Is that something that you look at North Dakota and you go, okay, we need to be on our A game for that?
Absolutely, yeah. North Dakota for sure has a great power play with Krzanjak up top, and they got the big Kohler in front and Dufault, who's very talented with the puck and makes great plays. So I think it'll be a challenge for a penalty kill just to figure out what they're going to throw at us.
You guys are at home for the first game. What's it going to take to get a win here at the Sanford Center?
More goals than they have.
Good answer. Smart answer. Caitlin, good luck this weekend. Thanks as always.
Thank you.